You're listening to the best of shenanigans on NigersWaterCooler.com. As if you haven't had enough shenanigans, here are some of our favorite moments.
Your job wouldn't be pissed off about this, would they?
It depends on what I say. So yeah. let's stick with it.
Yeah. All the bets are off.
I've been known to say some fucked up shit.
No. You're related to him.
That's true.
And he's the older brother, right?
Yeah.
So you're the one who gave him all the bad influence. It's all Rich's fault.
Oh, he's the one who used to tackle me in the road when we played touch football.
He was a much worse influence on me.
I don't know.
Who drank first?
It was your schnapps.
No, sir.
It absolutely was. I found it in the toy box.
Were you like five?
Hand to God. Well, actually, there was some cream de menthe at one point.
Yeah. But, I used to clean a bar.
Out.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
So you didn't know Charlie. Well, Charlie is obviously a lot younger, but you didn't go to Charlie's bar, did you?
No.
No.
Where's Charlie's bar? I kind of knew.
So. Ski Lodge.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Been there.
He's familiar.
Yeah.
Yep.
I haven't set foot in the place since before it was the ski lodge, whatever it was before that. It was a restaurant. It wasn't a bar.
That was like the bar that used to be across the street from Harrison's. It was the Ritz last, but I know the name of the bar before it was the Ritz, but I can't remember it.
It was the barbecue pit.
I don't know.
Something barbecue related. The fire pit.
I got nothing.
I don't know. It was definitely a fire pit afterwards.
Yeah. No, it's the charred pit.
Yeah.
It's shenanigans.
Who's got a tattoo here? Raise your hand.
This is just... Oh.
I got a tattoo. Yeah.
Sweet. Ha ha, you're outnumbered.
I can live with that.
Yeah. Does your wife have one?
No.
No? Either of your kids?
Not that I know of. Wait.
I think you would have caught it by now.
I'm certain that I would.
Is that a bruise on your ass? But
Swistler's mother.
I'm more than happy to keep checking.
Tammy, inspection time.
Very nice.
So you never want to take one of Trey's doodles and make it a tattoo?
No. Trey's stick figure people all look like penises. I'm half tempted to bring one in. Just
your name is Richard.
Well, that is true. Not everything is a dick reference.
I worked with a guy. His name was Rich, and we were talking about nicknames one day, and he goes, "What's your nickname?" And I told him what my nickname was, and he goes, "Don Sweeney gave that to you, didn't I?" "Yep, sure did. Did you have a nickname growing up?" "Well, my brothers called me Dick until I realized they actually meant it."
Yes.
So these people are taking doodles that their kids doodle.
That you would normally just stick on the refrigerator.
Like that one?
On a cork board in your dining room.
That one still looks odd.
Yeah.
What is it?
Weldon's never seen this before.
It's like a wiener in a butt bowl. Who's responsible for this?
I don't know which one that is, but yeah.
A wiener in a butt
bowl. Somebody jot that one down. It's like a wiener in a butt bowl.
Okay. I bet you Wendy would like that one.
You still haven't... Well. Do we need it on the podcast now so you can go upstairs?
Right back after the short break. Very, very short break.
Very nice. No, apparently people are taking their kids' doodles and having them made into tattoos on their bodies.
It's the permanent fridge.
Yes, it's a permanent fridge. So you think it's funny looking now, wait till you're 80.
Who knew that stick figure boobs droop too?
That's right.
I can't imagine doing this. Well, you know what my grandmother used to draw pictures for? My sister used to, my brother. And she put them on her refrigerator for a month. At the end of the month, she'd take them off, regardless, and put them in a folder that had our names on it. When she passed away, we were going through her papers and stuff. There were two drawers that had all the grandkids stuff in it. So all the stuff we had ever drawn for her, wow, she had saved, which was kind of cool to look back through and see all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm still not tattooing it to myself.
Nope.
It seems kind of indulgent. Do you give your kid an inflated sense of self-import if you tattoo their crappy drawing on your body?
We're just going to grow up to a world full of tattoo artists, designers at least.
We're already there.
That's true.
I mean, there's how many tattoo shops just in Lockport now? Like 3 or 4?
When I got mine, I had mine on my leg, and I had no idea that I could ask for a break because my leg was falling asleep. So I sat, my leg's asleep. It hurts. It hurts. Not the tattoo. The tattoo, there's a little bit of pain. There's not a lot.
Right.
I know people that scream and cry that it hurts a lot for their... Mine wasn't bad at all. The pain was my leg falling asleep and then jumping off the table flat on my face.
Oh. Can you tattoo teeth in my mouth? Is that possible?
I made a joke like that today at lacrosse game. The girls were just whacking the shit out of each other with their sticks, and I said, someone grab the milk so we can save the teeth.
There
it's
you
like
go.
A hockey game, man.
This is Canadian news reporting this.
Again.
I love the Canadian news, eh?
So I'm wondering if it's happening in the United States as well, if it's just too far north of the equator to know better, the kind of thing.
I don't know. I think it kind of would make your kid a little self-indulgent. Thinking, hey, look, my mom's got my drawing because I'm an awesome artist.
I never liked that drawing anyway.
Just I Heart right. Mom with a little stick for your mom. Oh, they're playing on a seesaw. That's nice. Is that what they're doing? I can't even tell. Your kid sucks at art, lady. And you got it on your wrist.
Yeah, why would you put it on your wrist?
I don't know. I'm just going to do a full sleeve of her neck kid drawings.
Her neck was already full.
There you go. That's got to be
it. It's her third kid, so, you know. She's got a bunch of these.
Shit, I have 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have it would be bad.
You better just have little pieces of paper around the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
No full sheets, no legal pads.
It's the Taj Mahal, daddy. Put it on your back.
I'm looking at these seesaws and it's almost like they're chasing each other around with some kind of something going on here.
Handing her a birthday cake.
I don't know what it is. I thought at first it was a seesaw, but there's nothing underneath. The peacock isn't bad.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's a peacock.
Peacock. Sorry.
NBC loving suing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I wish there were more pictures.
You know, my daughter is very artistic and very, very talented, even if I do say so as her father.
Here we go. No. No, he's right. She's very good.
Fuck you.
She's very, very good.
There's nothing that she's going to draw that's going to inspire me to make it a permanent mark on my body.
Right.
It's just not going to happen.
Not even the rich dad Dodge is the awesomest person in the whole wide world.
No, especially not that.
Looking svelte and full head of hair.
If I'm going to get a tattoo, it's going to at least be true. Tattoo hair, I'd think about it.
Instead, her picture of you looks like Howard the Duck.
Oh.
from the cartoon, not the movie. Do you remember the cartoon?
I remember the movie.
The movie was terrible.
Loved thing.
My favorite part of the whole movie, and there's only one part, was when the duck was sitting on their duck world, was sitting in the bathtub with Play Duck.
Play Duck.
Dad, what's that? Nothing.
You didn't like the topless scene? He comes like flying through the window and there's a topless duck woman in the tub.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
I do. That was, I thought, poignant.
It was life altering.
When I was 12 or so.
Cleveland.
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 I mean, Cleveland.
A perfectly strange name for a perfectly strange planet.
What I'm most surprised by is that Charles Manson's son created the swastika, so he got one put right on his forehead.
Yeah, exactly.
If your kid draws a swastika, you got to get it on your forehead.
Right in the middle.
Had no idea.
That actually would make sense.
It's shenanigans.
What the heck is this that you put up here, Rich, about the stalking guy with 90 pounds of panties? Oh, my. It's Santa Claus. It's
Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho. I'm not only coming down your chimney.
A man known in his trailer park.
As Santa Claus. Okay,
moving on.
As Santa Claus, ding 2, has been convicted of breaking into a neighbor's home, ding 3, to leave her notes and panties he wanted to see her wear, ding ding. The Bay County Sheriff's Office arrested Isidro Lee Sanchez in April after serving a search warrant on his trailer where they found about 90 pounds of women's underwear.
Now, 90 pounds.
Mind you, that was only three pairs, but they were really
it was slowing down his trailer.
Yeah. You know, they double as a parachute in case the tornado
comes. Yeah.
There you go.
Just all I can think of is that shallow hell thing.
Yeah.
Where he gets up in the morning and goes, where did these come from?
Within each note was a subtle message that a stranger was watching her and waiting for the day he could see her in the underwear he'd pick. The defense attorney argued that prosecutors had no direct evidence that tied him to the stalking charge. 90-pound bag of panties.
He conceded he was in the home, but there's no criminal intent. But aren't you trespassing? Isn't that a criminal intent itself?
Does it count as trespassing if the door was open? The only thing they're going to prove that he was there. Isn't that enough? So he didn't even go with the whole they were supposed to be Christmas presents.
I'm Santa Claus, yeah,
for Christ's sake. I'm Santa Claus. I'm supposed to bring gifts.
You used to like it when you sat on my lap.
What do you want for Christmas? Rivera presented bag after bag of panties to the jury during the women's testimony, having her read aloud the notes attached.
How many do you leave her? If there's 90 pounds in his trailer and she's producing bag after bag with notes, how many did he leave?
That's a lot of laundry.
Yeah. Panties are usually the lightest thing next to socks, so...
The woman said,
I've never weighed them.
Well, the jury saw numerous panties in the trial. She hadn't been able to collect all of them. What the hell was she doing with them? She couldn't collect them all.
They were hanging on the ceiling fan.
Right?
She hung them from the sprinklers. You're not supposed to do that.
We came home from our honeymoon and someone had ransacked our apartment and taken all of Wendy's panties and put them in the freezer. Turned all our furniture around. Yeah, so we had frozen panties in our freezer. Wendy had these stuffed
with
bears.
With sticks in them?
Yeah. That's not a popsicle I'm going to eat. Our apartment was a disaster, and I knew who did it. And I said, I'm not doing a damn thing. Call so-and-so. She's coming over to take care of it. We just got home from our honeymoon. I had to work the next morning. So we made the people come over and clean our apartment for us.
That used to be a really common thing, people getting pranked while they are on their honeymoon. That's why we didn't tell anybody where we were going or how long we were going to be gone, so that didn't happen to us.
Right.
Because he's got a key.
I would never have sullied your marital home.
Yeah, you would have.
Yes, I would have.
So at one point, she was finding more pairs of panties in her house several times a day. So they finally
And in her
moved.
Car.
And in her car. So eventually she moved and it continued happening.
And then Amazon dropped off of Netflix. Yeah, and chill. There's a Netflix thing that just popped up on the corner. That's why I said Amazon dropped off a mysterious box. She thinks it may be bees.
It's definitely jars full bees. Of urine.
It's definitely not bees.
But it's buzzing.
No, at one point she finally came home and caught this guy in the act in her house. So that's how we finally got caught.
3 30-pound bags of women's underwear.
That's what 90 pounds is.
Yeah. I thought it was like one big bag, and it was a big red bag.
Over his shoulder?
Yeah.
To slide down the chimney with.
Oh, my.
Jeez, how big a bag would constitute 30 pounds of panties? I guess it would depend on whether they're thongs or not.
If they're used or not.
The moisture would be heavier.
Right.
It's true. It's unclear if there were other victims, but the woman said she was traumatized by the experience. He was just my neighbor. We waved a couple times. I felt violated and scared. Just from waving? That doesn't make any sense.
It sounds like a civil suit. She's going to sue Santa for sure.
Bad Santa.
She's going to take for everything he has.
It's Miracle on 34th Street Part 2. Santa's back for revenge. And panties.
All I can think of is Billy Bob Thornton and a Santa.
Yeah, there's no mention of any midget helpers.
No, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the wrong movie.
He probably did that in that, too.
Just wanted my bag of panties in him. Down there, took his get clean off. Mm-hmm. had some French fried taters.
It's shenanigans.
This is the article I just stumbled upon.
Stumbled.
Answers to the questions everyone asked when I broke my penis.
What?
Oh, God.
How the hell do you break your penis unless you're DJ Qualls and...
It's a real thing.
And Lyle
Lovett...
You kill
a leopard?
And Lyle Lovett is your dad.
No, if... If you
ever seen that movie?
If you yell the new guy? His name no. as he's walking through the doorway.
Man who go through turnstile sideways going to Bangkok.
Yeah. We've all had that one trip to the hospital. No.
No.
It starts.
Okay.
That one we have to explain. It can be a car accident, a bone fracture. Maybe you punched Justin Bieber at the
club. Boner fracture.
Or maybe you drank too much and somehow woke up there. Whatever it is, it's a unique experience that makes us reflect on life. Lying in that weird adjustable bed with guardrails and a bag of fluid, probably just water, dripping into your arm.
Napped my dick off.
It swelled to unusual proportions. My wife got sweaty. Oh, dear.
An hour earlier, I torn two muscles in my penis and severed my urethra in one of the worst broken penises cases on file while having sex in my New York City apartment.
With who?
His wife.
His car.
Yeah.
The question started with, is that really possible? And floated towards, how the hell did it happen and are you okay?
It kind of curves to the left.
So these are the questions people have been asking. I've heard of this before. A, it's a real thing that can happen. B, statistically it happens more often to men that are having an affair.
Because they're banging the hell out of them?
Yes. And they're more likely to be sexually adventurous.
The trapeze broke.
Third point was that it's usually with the woman on top.
Fuck.
And fourth, it makes an audible popping noise when it happens. Not popping, a cracking noise. So it's literally breaking.
You're nodding your head over here. What's going on?
I've heard about this.
Okay.
I've heard about this.
This happened to this guy. These are the questions everyone's been asking him. What position were you in? Doggy style. This became a question.
Mind your own fucking business.
The more I answered it, the less it seemed the way it should have happened. More often than not, this sparked a future safety discussion. Some things I've learned. Cowgirl has already been established as the most criminal for simple tears.
Wear a hard hat to protect your little buddy.
I was going
to
say, wear your PPE, people. PPE.
Without the proper control, the woman can do both unspeakable good and unstoppable harm. It's no secret that when on top, the chances of a woman orgasming increase exponentially in this position. Somebody give me a piece of paper. I need to take notes.
Yeah, just add that to your favorite, buddy. It's on your phone.
You can now search that on Pornhub.
Siri, add this page to my favorites.
You sick fuck.
Experts call this a high risk / high reward situation. I like it.
It's the gambler.
Traditionally, a man has far more difficulty achieving when he's just laying there. Come to think of it, I guess everyone has a tougher time finishing when they're just laying there.
There you go. Problem solved.
Again, he needs those notes. Uh-oh. He's got the weird look in his face.
Okay. Missionary comes in as the safest for obvious reasons. For reference, the jackhammer. Is it?
How about the reverse jackhammer? How about the pile driver?
How about the camel clutch? He's also in like wrestling position.
The finger four.
Finger four.
The finger four, what? Goddamn fingers.
Damn it, I lost my watch.
Finger four. Four fingers. Pretty tight, huh? Yeah. And then the next safest is called spooking.
What? Spooking? Hallway sex is pretty safe, too, as long as you can duck.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hot dogs down that hallway.
No, he's talking about passing in the hallway and saying, fuck you. Anyway, spooking is when a couple spoons while also having intercourse. With a nice soft cushion between the parties, it's virtually impossible to misstep.
Who's walking during sex?
Walking?
It's a misstep. I don't think you're supposed to do that with your feet.
So what position were you in is the most asked question. The next one was, did it hurt? The answer, it was one of the most painful accidents of my life. I fractured 5 bones, had 3 moles scooped, torn 2 ligaments, been in 2 car collisions, and been gnashed in the face by... This guy had a rough fucking day. Oh, these weren't all at the same
Not
time.
Not all at the same time. It's a big medical
and been
bill.
Gashed in the face by a woman's front teeth in a mosh pit that I started at a Fall Out Boy concert. Oh, he fucking deserved that for being at a Fall Out Boy concert. None of those accidents came with an adrenaline rush like this one. After I called 911 and sat down, I experienced a crippling sensation that permeated my entire body and didn't subside until I got that drip.
Walk it off.
It walk it off.
Rub a squirrel on it. Or a beaver. That's how you got
the
here.
Problem in the first place. The third question. Did you finish? No. No! The recurrence of this question baffles me. The only finished. Thing that came out was blood.
What's their recovery time on this?
4 to 6. Rehab assignment.
Oh, my God. Let me keep
reading. Okay.
I haven't finished the article. You're hearing it as I'm hearing it. The next question was, can you have a wet dream with the catheter?
Ow. What? There's a catheter?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because his urethra is
busted.
Yeah.
You can't just get up and shake it off.
What's your problem? Got dislocated urethra?
Dislocated?
What does that mean? It means when I pee, it's a rainbow.
This was an interesting one that truly highlighted how little I knew about the functionality of the human body. Logic dictated that the answer to this was just as much a no as the previous answer, but my initial reaction wasn't as certain. Using the best 1% of my brain, here's how I'd answer. I was pretty sure that the 2 pipes for pee and the other substance were manufactured in different factories.
2 pipes.
Given my logic,
he's
my
not
best
good with anatomy.
I'm just reading the article. For what dreams with the catheter would be no, but you never know until you experience it firsthand, I guess. So he didn't really answer the question.
No.
Because he didn't have one, apparently. Have you talked to her since? Finally, about that one girl, the one that served as primary witness to the whole incident. After that fateful night, she did stay in touch. So this wasn't it.
It wasn't his wife. Yeah. It wasn't an affair. Isn't that what you said, that most people have him right. during an affair?
Yeah, but that wasn't in the article. That was something I read in a different article.
All right.
This I just stumbled upon. She texted me often and sometimes included photos of herself that were as arousing as they were distressing. With every picture, her
butt
less like a peach and more like a weapon.
She's like a World War II plane with all the... You know how they stenciled the planes that they had shot down? She's got a bunch of dicks tattooed on her back. You're number 6.
Oh, my God. Not again.
That's what you get for calling it a snapper. The next question was, how is everything? This one should probably come first, but the cordial order of medical Q&As didn't exist in this scenario. I was doing okay. Was it worth it? No.
No, I would say no.
So that answers that.
That one's a pretty easy one.
Didn't say how long the recovery is?
No, I did not see that in here.
Siri, how long is penis recovery from a broken penis?
Oh, my God. 1 in 8 26-year-olds are virgins because millennials are scared of intimacy.
I think they're just scared of girls.
What's the difference between those two statements? Half of them would be interested.
Because they're kind of intimate with themselves, I would think.
1 in 8 26-year-olds. That seems like a really high ratio to me.
Yeah.
How many 26-year-old virgins did you know when you were 26?
Just Steve Carell.
He had a long way to go, too.
Actually, I worked with a guy who was waiting until he got married. He didn't get married until he was about 30, for real.
He must have been really frustrated.
He blasted right through with that first wife.
The wedding and the funeral.
Got a 2-for-1 break on the pricing.
I hope it wasn't.
Can I use a tux for 2 days?
I hope it wasn't a destination wedding.
It was a final destination wedding.
Well, then you got to pay for transportation back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I know one for real.
Yeah.
I don't ask. Just me.
Hi, I'm Walden. Are you a virgin? Kind of a weird question.
Have you ever broken your dick?
Can you just catch me out, please?
Come again.
No.
Or don't.
Check, please. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
Oh, my God. I don't think we can top that anymore.
It's shenanigans.
I like my money clean, so I do launder my money. The problem is if I'm not the one doing laundry, then the kids get the money.
Exactly. Starts rolling around in there, they hear it.
Yep. Anything under $5 they can keep. If it's over $5, they have to return it.
That seems fair.
And I'm the worst one at it. I have a wallet, but why put money in it?
It's just going to come out eventually anyways.
Well, you know what happens? If you're going to get pickpocketed, they're not going to pickpocket the two $1 bills I have in my front pocket. They're going to pickpocket my wallet, which also has a condom from 1990 in it.
Thus the four children.
You're supposed to throw them out after you use them.
Oh.
I was not using them in 1990, despite my best efforts.
Saving this one for posterity.
Look, kids, this is what condoms looked like in the 90s.
Are they supposed to fall apart like that?
Shouldn't leave them in the sun.
Or in your wallet. They should never be in your wallet.
It's shenanigans.
Let me tell you, one time my uncles came in from out of town to visit my grandmother, and one of my uncles from Georgia brought a metal detector with them, and they were metal detecting around my grandmother's house, the place they had grown up. And we get over to the side yard. My grandmother didn't like the yard messed up at all. So we get over to the side yard. The thing bings off the scale. I love treasure hunts. So they start digging, my two uncles and my mom, and they're down about 3 feet, and it's still dinging. And what the hell are they looking for? All I know is that when my one uncle goes, "Don't tell mother we're digging in the yard. Someone keep mother on the other side of the house." And we finally hit the top of one of those big black roasting pans you put the turkey in.
Yeah.
Hit that. Open up. My grandparents owned the house since like 1954. So whatever animal was in that as a burial was before 1954. Oh. So they reburied it, and my grandmother came around the corner. "What the hell are you guys doing? There's this huge hole." Because you know how big the hole has to be to get a pan like that out?
Why didn't you dig up Cujo?
Yeah. Let me tell you, the grass in that spot, there's a perfect circle in that side yard, probably for 10 years. It didn't grow.
Oh.
And they put the right back down in there, and then the grass would not grow forever.
It was the curse of Cujo.
It was the curse of Cujo.
You under Satan.
It's shenanigans.
I finally got this Winchester police thing to open about this article you had, Rich. Four arrested in a plot involving a sex act, bodily fluid, and cupcakes.
Oh, God.
It's Van Wilder.
A year long. Really?
A year-long probe into complaints about...
That's cupcakes. A long probe.
Thank you.
Well, time is also a measurement of distance. A year-long probe into complaints about cupcakes being tainted with bodily fluids at the Gilbert School in Winchester has resulted in the arrest of three former students and a current student. Police said they issued juvenile summonses to the suspects who police declined to identify, charging them with being involved in a plot to commit a sex act and put bodily fluids into cupcakes at the high school last year.
Jim, it's like a warm apple pie.
This is the opposite of that. This is sharing with everyone.
Ugh.
Yeah.
There's something a little extra in the frosting.
Meanwhile, Mrs. McGee down the hallway, "These are the best cupcakes I've ever had. There's something about them. It's so familiar.
I've had this taste in my mouth.
Salty and sweet."
Hollywood Nights. That was one of the guys at the prom pisses in the punch bowl, and the teachers are standing around drinking it, oblivious. And the one woman's like, "This tastes so familiar. I've had this taste in my mouth before." Two male and two female suspects surrendered voluntarily nearly a year after the incident.
At least it's singular incident and not incidents.
Well, here's my question. How long does DNA testing take?
Well, 3 months, according to Ancestry.
Well, there you go. They were charged with fourth-degree sexual assault. I've never heard of a degree that high. Like, first degree is really, really serious. Second degree, less so. Third degree, not so much. Fourth degree
is walking like, by each other in the hall and saying, fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. It's like someone said pubic hair and I was offended. Fourth degree sexual assault. Conspiracy to commit fourth degree sexual assault. And second degree breach of peace.
Well, somebody was getting a piece.
Yeah. Somebody broke the stream. So not only were they doing something that was a nuisance, but they planned to do the nuisance and therefore conspiracy. All but one student were in college this year and all were juveniles at the time of the crime. They still haven't said what the crime was. They're getting there.
Yeah.
I've never heard of such things. It's quite unique, the chief said.
It's a special thing.
Well, the first time I read that, I read it as chef.
Yeah.
The investigation took time because the state forensic lab had to analyze the cupcakes to determine the nature of the substance.
Oh, no. Aunt Judy's secret recipe.
Oh, these aren't just edibles. The chief declined to be specific about the lab's finding, but said technicians had to do DNA comparison of the suspects, which means now they know their ancestry DNA history.
Is it the Gilbert School or the Gilbert School? And how is it endowed?
Privately endowed. Oh.
I'm glad they got the right spelling of public, though.
All right, so they're finally getting to the point.
Oh, good God, I just read the next line. That's not cupcake batter.
That may be baby batter. The school's principal last year said he and the associate principal received a report that some cupcake batter was tainted, which means they rubbed it on their taints.
Good night, daughter.
Daddy, what's a taint?
It's right up there.
Wiener in a butt bowl.
I gotta take a picture that I put on the shenanigans page.
Why haven't you?
I keep forgetting.
Some cupcake batter was tainted with an unconfirmed non-drug substance and given out to a few students.
And a teacher.
There was a report that a teacher ate a cupcake as well. School
got
administrators.
Got it made.
That's funny. I don't feel tardy. School administrators called police. No student or staff member became ill after eating a cupcake because, hey, who hasn't eaten a cupcake?
Right.
If it was lethal, I'd have been dead a long time ago.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
That's all I have to say about that.
Whoa.
You should stop right there, Rich.
Stop while you're behind.
What about your behind?
Where do you get the idea? And two chicks are involved, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, isn't it obvious that they were doing it in the home ec room?
They're getting it on and they were, you can't come inside me. What am I going to do? Well, there's this bowl.
Can I lick the beaters? Whisk me away.
It's shenanigans.
How about this smart diaper?
I am so jealous of parents today.
Really? Because I knew whether it was pee or poop from about 4 feet away. I didn't need a diaper to tell me.
Especially when it started coming out the sides.
From the way they were squatting. Oh, she's leaning to the left. It's your turn.
You didn't change very many diapers, did you, Rich?
I changed plenty of diapers.
You can tell from a distance whether it's pee or poop. there's this wall of stench that'll hit you. Those are really, when they're really, really little babies, you don't smell it. But once they're, you know, 5 or 6 months old, then it kicks in.
Oh, no. I totally disagree. The worst baby shit I ever dealt with was, I won't name which child. You got a 50-50 shot at being right. As a relative newborn, oh my God. Like, because...
Breastfed or formula? That makes a difference. Seriously.
That's kind of a personal question.
Not you.
The stench for the first couple weeks. Not the first diaper. The first diaper at the hospital.
That's that meconium stuff where it's really dark and sticky.
Tar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but it's... Oh, it's still adorable at that. And then about two weeks.
Never
in,
adorable.
This is precious. I love you so much. Oh God. I do not regret this decision.
Open all of the windows now.
But it's only 10 degrees out.
Just open them. Do it. I'm going to hold the kid out the window and hose it down.
You guys both had boys. Did you get christened by the Fountain of Youth?
No.
You're lucky.
Never once. I was skilled. I started out with a daughter, so I had the training. Yeah. You get that diaper over first and then under.
Yeah.
Yep. About 2 weeks in, it just gets ghastly, and I don't know why, and I don't want to experience that again.
They're all gross.
Of course.
It doesn't matter how much.
It's shit. What are you expecting? So, yes, they've designed smart diapers that now remotely, you don't have to get within 4 feet
Bluetooth?
To find out. Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, diaper. Fucking Wi-Fi. You can find out from work whether it's a 1 or a 2.
And how long it takes the caregiver to change it?
That's right.
Could use that for grandma.
Well, if you put it, what was the psychologist that wanted to put the baby in a box till it was old enough to
Schrodinger? No,
that was a cat. I forget which shrink it was.
Did the baby is either dead or alive.
No.
All right. We need to change this to a cat. This is very uncomfortable for me.
All right. Thank you. The argument is that the baby is both dead and alive until you open the box and find out.
That's right.
And it depends on when you open the box.
The box is still closed, but I can smell that the cat is dead.
According to the smart diaper app, it's actually a 2.
Hey, you go to jail for that.
My goodness. It's like you people don't want to know anything.
All right, go.
The story is either funny or not funny. Until Rich reads it, and then we find out.
Put it in the box. Put it in the box. And that's how you got in trouble to begin with.
Does that mean it's cupcake time?
I don't know. Oh. Wendy, would you like some cupcakes?
I was just making some fresh icing, if you know what I mean.
Oh. Churning the butter.
Oh, they're so light and fluffy. So moist. Are you reading this thing? Have you read it all the way through?
I fucking try. Maybe some of our listeners would like to know what the fuck we're laughing at.
We don't know.
Read the article.
I can't stop laughing. Schrodinger over here is messing me up.
That's a huge upgrade from Walden.
Yay. Walden Schrodinger.
The podcast.
At your service.
The podcast is both funny and not funny.
You have to listen all the way through to find out.
Don't click play. And then it will be both funny and not funny at the same time. Tech companies are always hoping to clear out the competition with their latest wearable.
Clear out. Sorry.
But Alphabet's...
Evacuate!
Life Sciences Division Verily is likely expecting a blowout with this one.
Oh, no.
The company formerly known as Google Life Sciences has patent-pending plan for a wirelessly connected smart diaper that would not only alert a caregiver when there's a new event. But also analyze and identify the fresh download, i.e., is it a number one or a number two? The connected absorbent gadget will sound the alarm via connected device and potentially an app, which can catalog and keep a record of events.
What? 6 ounces of poop, February 27th.
So it's got a little webcam so you can check the color. A thermometer to check the temperature.
That baby must have eaten crayons. I have never seen that color poop before. That's another thing you learn as a parent.
Yeah. Is that Play-Doh?
They're not trademarking the smell of that one, I'll tell you that. Yeah, it comes in different colors. They're not all good. They're not all healthy. Mm.
I've seen green poop before, but not glow in the dark green poop.
All right, we got to call the doctor. The glow in the dark.
It was so bright, man. I'm like, what the hell? Was this kid eating fission? What the fuck?
4th of July necklaces. Delicious.
Oh, God. Smells like Fremont Street down here. Verily is not the first to try to plumb the potential of derriere devices for babies. Many companies have come before with simple high-tech moisture sensors, from color changing
when the mountains disappear
to
it's time for a new one. My parents drink Coors Light.
You're going to make it. Keep plugging away, buddy.
But, Verily argues in its patent application, the market is lacking a convenient, affordable, all-in-one design that can differentiate between a wee squirt and a Code Brown. While both require attention and a change, a festering or explosive diaper bomb often requires more urgency, particularly if a baby is dealing with a diaper rash. In all, when it comes to smart diapers, there's much room for significant advancement in the technology in order to lower the costs and enhance the blah, 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 advertising, blah. So, yeah, smart diapers. Woo.
Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, Z-Wave. What the hell is Z-Wave?
I don't know.
You're the computer guy. That's why I asked.
That sounds proprietary to me.
That sounds Z-Wave. Like Verizon or something. It's kind of special.
Once transmitted the call of duty... could be picked up by an app on a device such as a smartphone or a smartwatch.
The duty.
Which could alert a caregiver and log each time the baby drops a log.
Log. Goodness.
You're out at a dinner party. Your smartwatch goes off. Oh, little Jimmy just pooped.
Are you done with your diaper? Let me check my app.
It's shenanigans.
Nude feud. Cracks appear at naturist colony, which is of course there are cracks appearing at a nude colony.
A bunch of them.
A couple was ejected from a nudist colony.
He dropped his keys
for renovating a bush cabin.
They wanted to put it in a little triangle. They wouldn't let them.
I'm going with this bazillion form of decoration.
I'm going to go out and get a little trim.
You can't put a landing strip in there. You can't put a
trim on the bush.
I read this wrong the first time. Fiji-based Robert and Elwin Nink, both 57, joined the Helios Society in the... I thought it said Dandy Dong.
Sure you did.
But it's Dandy Nong ranges in 2016.
Better?
I don't think so. An idealist place to escape from the world with like-minded nude enthusiasts. However, the experience has left the Ninx, feeling anything but liberated as they battled to upgrade their cabin into a nasty feud with the nudist club secretary and led to allegations of cups of urine being left on a table. And the picture shows butts.
Butts.
Yeah.
In a pool.
Yep. We thought it'd be a chilled out place up in the hills where you can get your gear off. And no one's going to think you're too skinny or too fat.
So it's a blind nudist colony?
Yeah. That's not a walking stick.
That's not Braille.
Stupid razor burn.
They have 100 acres of natural bush for people to explore.
I don't write it. I'm just reading it.
We need to find a phone number for this place. We need to call them and ask if we can explore their bush.
Now, when you say more than 100 acres of natural bush, is that required?
Because I know this Greek gal.
My wife got a Brazilian last year, and she's still working on it.
His name's Raul.
I thought he was just the pool boy. Turns out he's the pool man.
Member-owned cabins and caravans.
Member.
They're allowed to stay but not live permanently. They weren't always nudists, but decided to visit the club at a friend's suggestion. Hey, you know what? You look good naked, so you should go hang out with my friends. Who makes that type of suggestion?
It's rather forward.
Yeah.
Thinking. Forward thinking. I'm in full support.
Forward ninking.
Ninking. There you go.
They bought Cabin 11 from another member for $18,000.
So sounds like a strain of weed.
Yeah.
Cabin 11.
That way they had a place to stay when they were in Australia. They want to store some belongings in the cabin while they're in Fiji. Where the hell do these people live?
Where do they work?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Good thing I read that slowly, because I thought it said plans to upgrade the cabin included clapping and a carport.
Oh, you'll get a clapping, all right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the picture of
the
couple.
That's the cabin?
The picture of the couple. I don't care what fake name you put on that. That's fucking Phil Collins right there.
Studio. Oh.
No swim studio.
So did you see the next one down, the cabin?
That's cabin 11?
It looks like a shipping container.
It's exactly what it looks like.
With
this is grill. In Australia?
Yeah, with a corrugated metal awning.
Yeah. Corrugated.
I bet you the grill is worth more than the cabin.
Right. I thought there was 100 acres of bush for every person in Australia. Like, you don't have to go to a nudist colony. You can just go anywhere. There's nowhere around, nobody around, and just take off your clothes.
Go to the outback, mate. And then you don't
have, right. And then you don't have to, like, question, worry about the neighbors. Wow. It's all bush. It's all bush.
So they buy the
it's
cabin
all trying
for,
to kill you.
For $18,000. They try to do some upgrades, which are denied. So now they're suing for $80,000.
This is a picture of the bush cabin.
Yes.
$18,000.
That is a deep dark opening I am not going into.
I have a shed bigger than this. Probably stronger quality too. What the hell are they doing for $18,000? The grill on the porch is probably worth more than the actual shed.
Exactly.
That's nuts. Well, I guess it depends on whether the propane tank's full.
Right.
The Ninks left behind a table setting for two with two glasses of urine. Mrs. Nink said, no, it's lime cordial.
Used lime cordial.
Yeah. We take lots of vitamins. They kind of glows.
Vitamins. It's Rice Caroline.
They had their membership terminated. As a part of the rules, because you
when
can't.
When did Schwarzenegger become a part of this? I don't. Now I'm lost. I thought this was in Australia. Not in. Never mind.
Where the hell is Schwarzenegger? I'll be back.
You said they were terminated. They we went right over his head.
Yeah, it did.
It's shenanigans.
You were kind of highbrow there.
You're welcome.
Don't do it again.
Sorry.
Well, you can do the voice again.
Greatest I've ever seen. Greatest map. This shirt. It's tremendous.
How long have you waited to have a microphone to do that into?
At least a year.
It's a nice touch.
Thank you.
It's a soft touch with small hands.
It comes from eating McDonald's every day, I guess.
I was going to say something about it. It's great to be a proctologist.
You might feel a little pressure. You might not. I've disappointed another one.
So while we're making fun of Trump here.
Oh, Stormy, is that what that was? Yeah. Oh, I completely missed the reference.
Yeah. Stormy Daniels is dancing. We know who Stormy is. And some guy throws a wallet at her. Instead of giving, you know.
Shut up and take my money.
.com.
I thought
you were saying.
Someone throws the whole wallet at her. Generally, I take rolls of quarters when I go to the strip clubs.
You put it on your elbow?
Nope. I stack them all the way up. I stack them all the way up, all $10 worth. Wherever you can take is your tip. Yeah,
how much do you want? And how bad do you want?
Oh, my God.
That's not sanitary, Greg.
Either is laying back with dollar bills in your mouth, especially when you get changed at the door.
Ass pennies and vagina quarters.
What did you say?
Ass pennies. Upright Citizens Brigade. Did you ever watch it?
No.
This is a show on Comedy Central.
Oh.
It's like a comedy troupe, and that was a skit they did.
I obviously don't watch enough television, apparently.
Well, the whole premise is this gentleman on the golf course talking to his friend. He says, how are you so confident all the time? He says, every time I get a penny, I stick it up my ass, and then I spend it, and those go into circulation. So whenever I meet someone, I know that the odds are in their pocket.
I've been sticking $5 worth of pennies up my ass every day for the last 5 years. That's, I don't know how many thousands of pennies. He nails a number, and he goes, which means if you got a penny in your pocket right now, it's been in my ass.
Odds are.
Knowing that, and knowing that you don't know that, gives me the confidence to dominate you, or something to that effect. It's fucking
so
hilarious.
So it's ass pennies.
You gonna be changing your pocket, Craig?
No.
Those pennies have been in my ass.
No. That was like the Kevin Smith movie. I can't remember which one it was. When he wants to shake hands with somebody. I think it's Mallrats. And he goes, if I really don't like him, I stick my hand right down in my... Because you can't get that stink off your hand no matter how hard you try.
Ass pretzels?
Yes.
Yeah. He gives him a pretzel to spit in his ass. But then he's also eating the pretzels.
Yeah. And vagina quarters.
Where did the vagina quarters come from? Same thing?
Yeah, it was your joke.
Oh, yeah. That was my joke. The way you said it, it made it sound like it was a whole,
no,
a whole skit.
Just the ass.
It
pennies.
Was a whole skit. I'm glad I can make you full
it's
of so much
mirth. Fucking time. Sitting here listening to you be not funny.
Oh. This sounds like a joke off.
What?
A joke off. It's time.
Apparently, skip on the cupcake.
Oh, ookie cookie.
Ugh. No.
I was hoping we get through the whole episode without anybody using that term. It's implied. It's implied. You've gone from highbrow to lowbrow in like 10 minutes.
I'm sorry.
Totally.
So for Rich, Walden, and Greg, it's been Shenanigans. Have a wonderful night.